talk to us a bit about yourself as a musician.
Okay, so I've been in the game for 4 years. I don't know, I was just getting in a lot of trouble when I was young. You know what I mean? I was always in and out of trouble and stuff. Then it got to a point where I just felt like I didn't want to come out of the house.
Yeah.
I just felt like every time I come out, I'm either adding to trouble or getting in trouble, police and stuff. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to chill out. And then the idle time, like my mate was making beats and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was at his house and I saw that he's making it on a laptop.
Yeah.
I was like, 1 minute, you're making all this on a laptop? Like, where's the big studio? You know what I mean? He's like, no, I'll do it with this. I was like, listen, we're getting Western right now. And I went and bought the stuff. And yeah, so I made a few tracks and my area was very supportive of me because everyone knew me. I was very popular in my area, like in South London.
Yeah.
So when I came in, I had so much support. Within like 6 months, I was on tour with Wiley. I had a lot of endorsements from like Skepta and certain people. Do you know what I mean? Then I dropped a mixtape, went viral as well. Done a final booth, went viral. Then I done a song with Dizzy. Then
big,
it just went crazy.
Big.
And you know, Dizzy don't work with anyone.
He doesn't.
Yeah, so that's when I kind of knew.
I don't want to gas you, but pretty much bought him out of retirement.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
It's weird because he followed me a week before and I had a track sitting there. Then he messaged me like, I like what you're doing. And I was like, oh, do you? You know what? I got a track there sitting there. That's like a remix of yours. And he done it. And the funny thing about it is that everything I've done in this game has just been surprise after surprise.
Yeah.
But it's overwhelming, do you know what I mean?
No.
Because after that, I've done a remix. And I put the whole game.
Everyone.
Like, I'm sure people in there didn't. Some people didn't like each other in there. I'll give you a little secret. But they still come and done it. It was very positive.
People queuing for that, though.
Yeah, it was mad. Like, 10 MCs, like Kano, Tinchy, everyone was on it.
Yeah.
Even Moody and Dan Temper, Skepta, Jamie. That on one song, that's like kind of unheard of.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? In the scene. So, yeah. From there, it just kind of went from strength to strength. And, like, I perform. When I perform, it's very energetic. People like my.
Yeah, this is what I was going to talk about. So, obviously, I saw you at Reading Festival 2015.
Oh, you was there.
Big,
crazy,
big performance.
So crazy.
Sweaty, bro.
I spun Young Fuck, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah.
I spun him.
That's what I'm saying. Big, big performance. Yeah. Then Wireless 2016, I was there as well.
You had to stop it like 4 times.
How many times?
It's crazy. Like, I love the stage.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I think it's evident. Everyone knows that. When you come to a Fecky show, it's like an experience, do you know what I mean?
This is the thing. I feel like in many ways you've raised the bar for people in the game with these live performances. Like, certain people sort of feel like they've got a banger, they can turn up, play their banger, sing along, everyone's going to love it. But I think you've set that bar of performance, 100%, physicality, everything.
100%. Like, when I was performing before, I remember I used to do that, perform, and like, I'd be on sets with everyone else and I would come off like dripping in sweat, water everywhere. And I'd be trying to get like a high five.
Yeah.
And man's just all moving away from me. And it's like people were scared to kind of come at themselves and just naturally just be energetic. And now I see everyone throwing water, jumping in mosh pits, jumping up stuff. And you know what? It's very, I don't know, like very, very happy to see. I've inspired a lot of people.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? So talking about the album.
Yeah.
El Clasico. We almost didn't get it.
Yeah.
I'm hearing stories that laptops stolen out of cars, didn't get that, and that would have been a crime. So what happened there?
Come on. Yeah, so like I had a Range Rover, another comfy car again, Dizzy, and then like the wing mirrors when they're open, you can
unlocked.
Tell the car's unlocked.
Yeah.
And I got a bad habit. I'm always like just leaving the car unlocked. I don't know why it's a bad habit. Then I come up one morning, I just went to the car. I thought I was dreaming. Like, I literally searched the house for hours. I thought there's no way that this laptop's been stolen in my car, but then it finally came to my attention that it'd been stolen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know what? It worked out in my favour.
Because
I had too much music on there.
Too much?
Yeah, I had like 40 odd songs.
Way too much.
And it was, way too much.
Way too much.
I like that. That's a good
man,
one. But yeah, I had too much songs in there and I feel like I was so... That's why the album never come out. I feel like I was always trying to find a better version of the best version of the album.
Yeah.
And I feel like when them songs got stolen from me, it made it easier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To kind of bring it down and kind of start again and work out what's powerful, what's not, do you know what I mean?
So how many on the album did you still have sort of after that point?
I had about nine, eight or nine, half done with the producers.
Yeah.
So I went back, we worked on them, made them a bit better, do you know what I mean, and put the album out.
So El Clasico, it is a classic.
Bro, that's what the thing is. I think everyone needs to realise, what we've done with this album. If you've not heard it, I think you need to go and listen to it, right? Like, do not... A lot of people might know who I am, or they might have heard a song just sitting there or whatever,
yeah,
and not really understand the depth of Fecky. Listen to El Clasico, and trust me, like, it's a shutdown album.
It is.
I proper done homework into the albums before I put that out.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of albums these days, and no disrespect to nobody, because I like everyone's music, sounds very mixtapey.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, people find what lane they're comfortable in, and they just bang out like 20 songs in that lane.
Because I think, like, obviously, as a radio show, we get like a lot of requests for songs. So we might get like, oh, I play Fecky way too much, yeah, play Sitting Here, or whatever. Yeah, but like, yeah. I think until you sit down and listen to it, it's a project in
it's
a way.
It's a project, and that's the thing, it's an album. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like it shows growth and it shows like versatility. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
In a, for myself as an artist, do you know what I mean?
And it felt almost like, if I can say, like, stripped back in a way, like, it was very real. It was very, like, it wasn't like, oh, this is, I'm just going to make a banger, boo-boo bang, whatever.
Yeah.
The lyrics, the depth of the songs as you progress through the album,
yeah,
it almost felt a bit stripped back and a bit, like,
I got
real.
To a point where I felt like I'm not going to stop hiding who I am.
Yeah.
Some, like, in the game, you feel like sometimes you have to pretend that you're a goody two-shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And that's why I hid a lot of my history, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But social media and stuff has made it so everything's more real. People are more buying into the person.
Yeah.
Along with the music, but more into like who you are. Are you authentic? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like I try to play a game a little bit. I'm a bit guilty. I try to just give it to him like on an entertainment level.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I feel like with the album, it was me saying to myself, because a lot of my friends and people were phoning me, like even people from in jail and that were phoning me and saying, bro, like, you're doing something a lot of us have not been able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you can inspire a lot of people who've made the wrong decisions like we have to go better. But sometimes people think it's a gimmick sometimes.
It's, yeah.
Because it's the bubble bang and stuff, do you know what I mean? And I was like, do you know what? You're right. Like, let me just make an album and be as honest as I can be on the album. And that's what I've done with El Clasico. Like, songs like Real Ones, Capping on the Net, Broken Famous, and songs like that.
Capping on the Net, that interlude, do you know what, yeah?
Because... Yeah.
We get messages into the show, and some people that message in, they know nothing about nothing.
Yeah.
And like, even when I'm just thinking about like, new music coming out this week, looking through comments, but the people on the internet don't know nothing. And you know, I had a lot of love for that interlude, you know.
You got to own it, man. It used to drive me crazy, bro. I used to put out music and think, why are people talking rubbish? But you never, like, you don't understand that. Like, these people are like, some of them are like 9 years old.
Yeah.
Like, I've got a son who comments on people's videos. So I'm thinking, like, when I learned that he can comment, that's when I thought, you know what, like, stop taking it so serious, you know what I mean?
And just, also, that's the thing, is that you might get, like, 50 sick comments.
But you comment, you focus on one that annoys you. Like, so everyone be like, Fecky was sick, Fecky was sick. Then someone be like, oh, Fecky was rubbish. And I think, like, shut up, we talking about, you know what I mean? And that's the person I focus on. And you shouldn't do that.
Mm.
Like, it's positive. Everything we're doing is positive, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you should always try and focus on the positive. So it only gets more positive, you get me?
That's what I mean. You got that one Don sitting at their home saying whatever, and then you'll turn up to a show, you see everyone.
I see that one Don in the dance. I see him when I'm doing a performance. I see him just standing there like he can't hear the beat or something.
There, this guy checking
his phone.
Do you
know what I mean? Like, he's just there, like, just like trying to be tough and that. You know what I mean? But he's Bird.
Yeah.
She's not tough. She's dancing around.
She's
loving
the song.
So I feel like everyone should have fun these days, man.
No, I hear that. Mm. What do you think that American music influencing like British music is good? Do you allow that to affect you in any way? Or?
I feel like we're at a place now where everyone's influencing everyone.
Yeah.
I'm hearing a lot of British words in American rap now.
Mm-hmm.
Even with Drake doing songs with gigs and people like that. Steph Montana, do you know what I mean? Everyone's connecting. The internet's made it a very small place.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think anyone should have to be able to say that where anyone's taking influence from them.
Of course.
I just feel like everyone's influencing each other. Do you know what I mean? Like, when I dropped my album, Drake hit me like, yo, your album's sick. Do you know what I mean? I said, what song do you like? He said, I like this one, I like that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So everyone's online watching what everyone's doing. And it's only good influences we're taking from each other, do you know what I mean?
Of course.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. When I heard it, it's a banger. Tomorrow, if someone, like, I don't know, like Wiz Khalifa or someone put that out, everyone be jumping up and down. Or Young Thug, do you know what I mean? Credits crept on Conan. People want to say what they want to say. But then they drop Active with Stormzy. And that's rapping. I don't think you can judge someone by one song.
No, definitely not.
If you don't like it, just don't dance it, man. Go and dance to Active.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm. I hear that completely. I think what's quite big about the music scene now is that a lot of people are getting pushed forward that should be from the scene, do you know what I mean?
I've
heard a lot of people say, because the thing is with like this like grime UK rap, like however you want to put it, is that it might have been in the shadows a bit, say 3-4 years ago. It might have been more difficult, and it might be more prominent now.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't feel like people have sold themselves to make it into songs that can get in the charts. I feel like it's our music now that is getting through, and we're not having to fake compromise American or fake whatever thing. Which I think is big. I think it's exciting.
We're in a very good place, bro. And I just feel like for us to maintain it, we have to always know that the power's with us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like sometimes when you're making music and a lot of people come into it and influence it, like a lot of establishments, labels, you know what it is? It's a cash cow, isn't it, right now?
Of course, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone's making money from it. Anything that's a cash cow can be diluted and influenced because everyone wants to make money. Do you know what I mean? But I feel like we always need to remember it's a craft that we've made from no money.
Of course.
Like, even from going back 10 years, when people in the top of a block on pirate radio with an aerial hanging off the building.
Definitely.
Do you know what I mean? Like, these things have been made organically with no money.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So any money we make, we should always count as a bonus.
Definitely.
And never mess up the craft. Do you know what I mean?
So obviously, you've done music with Chip before.
Yeah.
And Chip, obviously in the last, well, maybe it's calmed down for a bit, but before that, there was a lot of beef, Chip and Younger and Bugsy, whatever.
Yeah.
What do you think about this clashing within the scene? Do you think it's good for the scene? Do you think it's bad? Would you get involved?
Like, I just think, without saying too much,
yeah.
I think if you can get away with it without getting hurt, then do it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you, Chip and Young, and I'm not really seeing a massacre happening. Do you know what I mean?
But Nando's getting slapped on the floor. Yeah, something
like
that.
But I feel like if it's like, I don't know, like me and Giggs or someone, or that's going to spill out into a place that I don't think's healthy for music. Do you know what I mean? Not just because of us as artists. We're on a positive path, but we come from somewhere where people don't understand people, just cussing people and taking a mick out of people's mums or clothes or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Me personally, I stay out of it. It's safer that way.
So musically, we're not going to see Fecky on the Lord the Mic soon.
No way. Like, I learned my lesson from Culture Clash, bro. Do you know what I mean? Like, I went Culture Clash here, and like, every minute I'm being warned, like, don't go across that line, don't stand there. Like, everyone's on to me, like, I'm going to do something crazy. So that's not for me. I'm staying away from it all.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's a difficult question, maybe like asking you to pick your favourite child, but if you had to pick a song off the album, maybe you're most proud of, maybe the one you like the most, maybe the one that gets the best reception, like what would you pick? Real Ones.
Yeah, Real Ones.
It's a big song.
I think Real Ones really showed me that I was testing myself to make an album.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't take the easy route on this album at all. Like, everything I'd done with this album was testing myself. Like, even now with Capon and Annette, Broken, just the fact that I'm saying certain things I wouldn't never say on the track before, do you know what I mean?
Was good.
But Real Ones for me was like, I'm kind of like almost a bit singing a bit, do you know what I mean? We had the live band in there doing the pianos and all that.
Mm.
We had the singers in there doing like the choir and stuff, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that session, you know, I should have recorded it, man. I don't know what I was thinking. Like, we would watch like a Kanye session, it would look like crazy, like, oh, Fecky's going mad. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, that to me, that's the song I feel like.
Yeah,
shows my like how far I can go with my ability.
Mm.
So when they think of Fecky, they think of sitting there.
Yeah.
They think of mosh pits. They think of like just a crazy guy sometimes. You know what I mean? They're not thinking about the depth of an artist. And I feel like I should have pushed that out more when the album come out. I feel like I should have went into all the pockets and really pushing everyone's faces. You know what I mean? I said, listen, don't judge me. Listen to this album. Then judge me, do you know what I mean? Do you know, I've had like, you know, I like you, so I'm going to give you a very honest interview. I'm not going to hide nothing from you. I've had clashes with my label and people about how this album was pushed out, do you know what I mean? Like, I knew, I stand by that album.
Yeah.
There's not one person on this earth that will ever tell me nothing about that album because I know what I've done.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I just don't stand by the marketing fully or when the album come out.
Of course, yeah.
I just feel like I should have pushed it out, do you know what I mean? A bit more. It's not about doing what the album done well, but it's just about overdoing well, like really taking it to where you can. That's what I'm, that sort of person. I always want to be the best
I
can be and push it. It's not fair if like someone in London's heard it and someone in Nottingham hasn't. Like, that's, I'm not doing my job because I'm giving out music to everyone to listen to, do you know what I mean? And I just feel like that was my only issue when the album came out, do you know what I mean?
Do you think it's a better thing to be, have a label, better to not, like...
I think it's best to have a label, to really work with a label.
Mm-hmm.
I don't act like I have a label.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the problem.
I think it's if the potentially, from speaking to some other artists, the label compromises the music. That's where the problem is.
Yeah, I just feel like if you're not in the label every day, or like you're not, that's not your main focal, then you can some things can get missed, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like you can put out stuff and things that should be happening, like this radio tour happening a bit late, mm-hmm. might get missed just because of the simple fact that there's so much going on in there. You can't blame people that are trying to do so much as well. They've got so much artists, you know what I mean, that they're trying to push, not just urban artists, they've got rock bands and international artists, artists from America that they're pushing over here as well, do you know what mm-hmm. I mean? So I'm not putting the full blame on them, but it's just, I just got to be honest, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No,
I just got to be honest. I just feel like it could have got pushed out a lot further. And I'm honest, I've done so many interviews this whole week, and mm-hmm. you're the first guy that I've kind of been honest with.
No, I love like that. Vibe, I appreciate you know that, bro. Yeah. Do you feel limited by the tag of a genre? So a lot of people feel that a lot of music coming up from that we like from London, it's just like the newspapers are like, oh, this is a grime artist, because yeah. that's the easiest thing for them to say. Or
I'm
whatever,
big fecky,
like,
bro. I do what I want.
Whatever genre.
Well, I do whatever. Like they. That's the thing. Even like when it comes to my label and stuff, like it's like I have a vision, so I will always do what I feel. If I hear something and I like it, I'll do it.
Yeah,
and I will never be boxed in to grime. So people call me grime. I've seen people on Twitter saying, oh, I'm not a grime, I'm UK rap. Oh, I'm not UK rap, I'm grime. But it's a small country, bro. Do you know what I mean? Like, why are you boxing yourself in? Do what you want.
Yeah.
Have fun.
As long as
if it's a banger, it's a banger. Just do it. Do you know what I mean?
So you can't.
Maybe that's people's problem. Some people that are moaning about Big Shaq. Maybe you should be a bit more diverse, have a bit more fun with it, and you never know. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, if we don't call it one thing, it doesn't matter really. As long as it's
yeah, because even like UK rap, I think what's UK rap? Rap's rap. Grand, yeah. like, I don't know. I just feel like music's music in a sense of like hip hop. Do you know what I mean? Or
yeah.
whatever. So I feel like trying to botch yourself in. You're just making. Do you know who done that? Yeah, I feel like I'm not gonna say no names, but I feel like a lot of guys done that when they try to go pop
mm-hmm.
before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Years ago. Yeah. Yeah, they tried to go pop.
Yeah.
And now when they come back to grime or whatever, people are like, oh, you tried to be pop before. And they will sit there and say, yeah, but no, I never, like, just don't matter. You tried to go pop, so what? Like, yeah, you tried to have fun. It might have worked for you, it might not work for you.
Yeah.
It don't matter. It's music. Music's music, do you know what I mean? And like, look at all the guys now, Young Bane, all these guys, their music is borderline pop.
Yeah. That's the thing, like I was saying with Stormzy, like you can't call Stormzy a grime artist because it's Blinded by My Grace.
Blinded
a grime
by My
song,
Grace
no.
is like gospel pop.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and it's a sick song, everyone loves it.
Huss,
do you know what I mean?
You can't even say what he is, really.
That's why I said difficult. I rate him, because yeah. they're doing what people were shy to do before or didn't want to own up to before, do you know what I mean? And that's yeah. why I rate him a lot.
And what's next for Fecky then?
Just, you know, just get it out, new music next year. I'm going to do our classical tour. Definitely going to do a little tour around with the music. Just get music out, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like this year I've put a lot of stress on myself. I want to enjoy my next year.
Mm.
I like all the studio, sitting down, putting a project together. It's not easy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? As much as like it's sick the way it's come out and everything's come out how I wanted it, there's a lot of hard work, late nights and stress put behind it.
Course.
So next year I just want to have fun, jump on a couple planes, feature, do you know what I mean? Just, yeah. just have fun with it, bro, next year.